Okay, so last time I brought you a video, one of the David Roll lectures, and I pointed out to you that David Roll is an Egyptologist. By the way, there were some handouts last week. There's still some more back there if you didn't get one. excuse me. The handouts go toward more last week's video than this one, but they still give you a little bit of background on David Roll. And a place to go look for more if you want to. And I point out to you that David Roll is an agnostic. So his purposes aren't to bring people to faith in Christ because of this evidence. So it probably is worthwhile, and it'll show up, I think, a little bit in the video that I'm going to show you a portion of today. What is his purpose? Because he does have a purpose. He's not just here entertaining us because it's fun. And his purpose is related to the reality that he has proposed a different chronology based on the evidence of archaeology and historical information with regard to both primarily the Egypt sets of years and who was at what time and so on. And it's pretty convincing, and that's why he has an audience with people who, I mean, it's not just a Christian audience, it's an audience of archaeologists, it's an audience with historians, but his main audience in a lot of what he does publicly is are Jewish people. I mean, Jewish, religiously Jewish people, because it does greatly show that the Bible is more dependable and is true in its historical information as compared to all the other things in the world that are out there. And certainly, in about the last 150 years or so, it had really become, well, this is all just a myth because the archaeology doesn't line up. And he brings a lot of things that shows how it does line up. And so we're going to spend some time with that today. Matter of fact, a total of about 38 minutes of video. So we'll get started here in just a moment. But before we get into that, let me tell you that this video, the title of this session is Moses and the Exodus, Fact or Fiction, and you'll see that title in just a moment. The Exodus portion of what he does with the route that he thinks they took and so on, I cannot begin to endorse. And so I'm going to skip over the course that he thinks they took through the Middle East. His explanations are all based on where there is water, where the wind could be right to maybe make some water, make a little bit of dry ground, and I'm saying that just right, a little bit, because he doesn't believe in miracles, so he discounts anything that would require a miracle. And yet, when he talks about the time leading up to the Exodus, he talks about things in a way that it would have to be miracles. Even though I would guess he probably, if you got him really pinned down, he might do some nuancing of how he's saying that. But nonetheless, today we're going to look at some time leading up to the Exodus and a little bit about their departure and the archaeological evidence he brings in there, and then I'm going to stop the video. And we're going to go to where after they make it to Mount Sinai, they do a little bit of other wandering, and then they head up to Jericho, and the conquest begins. And I'm going to show you some of that, because when the new chronology hugely impacts and is supported by the evidence of archaeology about what's going on in Egypt. And it's just fascinating. You saw the video last week if you were here, and I hope all of you were. To me, at least, that was just fascinating. But the real linchpin is not, for the new archaeology, is not about the evidence in Egypt. It's about the conquest, and specifically, it starts with Jericho. And so there's some value in us in seeing what information he brings to us about Jericho. He talked about that a little bit last week, but there's more in what I'm going to show you this week, as well as the rest of the conquest up in Canaan. That's really his starting point for the new chronology. But then it applies back to, okay, if that's the new chronology, if we adjust Egypt's timeline 300 to 500 years, about 300 actually, I believe, but if we adjust it, Egypt's timeline, well then do we find evidence in Egypt for the Exodus? And of course they find it. So we're really kind of getting to a starting point in the video today. I'm going to continue to bring videos to you. Don't forget, Easter Sunday, we won't be meeting the last Sunday of the month. And we've got a much better source for what was the root of the Exodus. Where is the real Mount Sinai? Minor spoiler alert, it's not in the Sinai Peninsula, in my very firm opinion. So where did they cross? The Red Sea, what is the Red Sea? How does all that work? We've got a really good set of videos for that. And so we'll be doing that. So any comments from last week before we jump over into this? Were you all here last week?
No.
No? Well, I'd be glad to loan you this, and you can, if you promise me, you look at session one, and if you look at session two, you do it with a jaded eye for that part about what, and then three and four are interesting, but they're not about anything. They're more about the kings and all that. You can look at all you want, but I'd be glad to loan this to you at some point in time, whenever you want. And that's true. If anybody wants to look at it again or any of that, I've got it. I also will put a plug in for Patterns of Evidence, Tim Mahoney. And if you get some of his videos, you'll spend a lot more time in front of the VCR. And you'll see some things that I really wish were in here, even some things from David Roll. So, but, you know, we can spend as much time as we want to, but we're certainly getting the lion's share of it. Anything else? All right, well, let me get this going.